Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got something really fascinating to dig into.
Oh yeah, this is actually mind-blowing when you really think about it. We're talking about a study that just came out in Nature about a rare skeletal disorder called Cattlemansky syndrome.
Right. And what makes this so cool is that the researchers didn't just figure out what causes the disease. They discovered this whole new mechanism that cells use to protect their enzymes.
Exactly. So let me set the stage here. Cattlemansky syndrome is this really rare condition. We're talking skeletal abnormalities, short stature, sometimes heart defects, issues with the jaw and fingers.
And scientists knew it was caused by mutations in a gene called TGDS. But here's the thing. They had no idea what this enzyme actually did in human cells.
Yeah, because TGDS looks similar to bacterial enzymes that make cell wall components, but humans don't make those. So it was this total mystery.
Right, so the team, led by researchers at UC Leuven and Charité in Berlin, they started by knocking out TGDS in different cell lines to see what would happen.
And what they found was super interesting. In some cell types, when you remove TGDS, levels of this molecule called UDP xylose just plummeted, like tenfold decrease.
But not in all cells, which was weird, right? Like in some cell lines, UDP xylose stayed pretty normal even without TGDS.
Exactly. And UDP xylose is crucial because it's needed to make glycosaminoglycans, GAGs, which are these long sugar chains that are super important for bone development and the extracellular matrix.
So they're thinking, okay, TGDS must be affecting an enzyme called UXS1, which is the one that actually makes UDP xylose. But how?
This is where it gets really clever. UXS1 uses a cofactor called NAD+ that sits in its active site, and it cycles between oxidized and reduced forms during the reaction.
But sometimes, and this is key, the reaction intermediate escapes and the enzyme gets stuck with the reduced form NADH bound in its pocket.
And when that happens, UXS1 is basically inactivated. It can't do its job anymore.
Now, normally, you'd think, okay, just swap in a fresh NAD+ and you're good to go. But here's the twist.
UXS1 works in the endoplasmic reticulum and the Golgi apparatus, where there's this other enzyme called H6PD that keeps NAD+ levels really, really low.
So there's not enough free NAD+ around to reactivate the enzyme. It's stuck.
And this is where TGDS comes in. The researchers figured out that TGDS produces this metabolite called UDP4-keto-6-deoxyglucose,
which is basically a mimic of UXS1's reaction intermediate. So when this metabolite enters the active site of the stuck enzyme,
it completes the catalytic cycle. It converts that NADH back to NAD+, and boom, UXS1 is active again.
That's so elegant. They're calling it an enzyme rescue metabolite. It's like TGDS is producing this molecular band-aid that fixes UXS1 when it gets damaged.
And get this, the concentrations are incredibly low. We're talking less than 200 nanomolar in cells, but that tiny amount is enough to keep UXS1 functional.
So when you have mutations in TGDS, like in people with Cattlemansky syndrome, you can't make this rescue metabolite.
UXS1 gets inactivated, UDP xylose levels drop, and you can't make the glycans needed for proper bone development. That's why you see the skeletal abnormalities.
They actually tested this in mice, right? Creating a mouse model with the same TGDS mutations?
Yeah, they used CRISPR to make mice with a mutation that's common in patients. And these mice showed shorter skulls, shorter long bones, basically recapitulating the human disease.
And they could measure the rescue metabolite in different organs. In the brain, liver, and kidney, it was more than 80% lower in the mutant mice.
What I find really fascinating is how cell type specific this whole thing is. Like, whether UXS1 needs TGDS depends on how much H6PD activity there is in that particular cell.
Right, because H6PD is what's keeping NAD plus levels low. So in cells with high H6PD, you absolutely need TGDS. But in cells with low H6PD, you can get by without it.
They actually proved this by knocking out H6PD in cells that normally need TGDS, and suddenly, those cells could maintain UXS1 activity without the rescue metabolite.
And they did the reverse, too. Overexpressing H6PD in cells that normally don't need TGDS, and that made them dependent on it. Pretty clever experimental design.
So the big picture here is that this is a completely new way that cells protect their enzymes. It's not just about having backup enzymes or repairing damage. It's about producing a specific metabolite that rescues enzyme function.
And the authors suggest this might be happening with other enzymes too. Like there could be other rescue metabolites out there that we just haven't discovered yet.
Which is kind of mind-blowing when you think about the human metabolome. There are all these metabolites we detect that don't fit into known pathways, and we often dismiss them as artifacts.
But maybe some of them have these really important regulatory or protective functions that we're just missing.
For patients with Cattle-Mansky syndrome, this work is huge, because now we actually understand the molecular mechanism. That helps with diagnosis, genetic counseling.
And potentially, down the line, it could point toward therapeutic strategies. If you understand exactly what's going wrong, you could start thinking about how to fix it.
The other thing that strikes me is just how elegant this is from an evolutionary perspective. Like, TGDS is a really slow enzyme. It doesn't need to be fast because you only need tiny amounts of this rescue metabolite.
It's almost like the cell has evolved this minimal, efficient solution to a specific problem. Just enough to keep things running.
So to wrap up, this study in Nature shows that a rare skeletal disorder is caused by the loss of an enzyme rescue metabolite. And that opens up this whole new way of thinking about metabolism and enzyme regulation.
It's a beautiful example of how studying rare diseases can reveal fundamental biological mechanisms that we didn't even know existed.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. If you want to read the full paper, we'll link it in the show notes.
And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with anyone who might find it interesting. We'll see you next time.